And as we begin spring training with full workouts in a couple days, we're going to hit those goals in earnest. And we really look forward to having Albert join this camp and put this part of this chapter behind us. And we look forward to beginning the season. So at this time, we will take questions, and we'll just open it up to the floor. Maybe we can just do it under Bartow's discretion.
Yeah, if you want to raise your hand, or at least announce who you are and what affiliation before you address Mo or Mr. DeWitt.
Jim Hayes, Fox Midwest. You guys said that you would revisit after the season, but you said that you would be open to them opening discussions during the season. Is that realistic? Do you think there's a chance that you could revisit it during the season as it progresses? Something might happen?
Well, we are certainly going to honor their requests, and if they do not want to talk about it or discuss it, we will not. But we have also always had the policy that we're always open. We have done contract extensions during the season in the past, and we don't have any formal rule that would prevent us from pursuing something. But it's something that they want to do, and we'll honor that.
Mark Kilpoint, Fox St. Louis. John, you and DeWitt, are you confident that you did everything you could? Do you feel you put the best offer on the table? Are you satisfied with everything you tried to do?
I think both Bill and I would agree that this process was something that we thought long and hard about. It was not something that we just jumped into without understanding the ramifications to our organization from not only a high level, how it would impact us on the short term, but also the long term. We felt very good about the offer we made, and we felt that it recognized his iconic status, and it also still allowed us to put a successful club out there. So as you sit there and reflect today, I mean, I certainly believe that we made every effort to try to get a deal done.
Brian Burwell?
Brian Burwell of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Is there anything in this process that gives you hope that when he becomes a free agent that things will be different for the Cardinals and you can strike a deal with him?
I think that's hard to say at this point. We tried last offseason, so, you know, maybe the third time will be the charm. But as one becomes a free agent, obviously, you know, that's the point at which he either goes another direction or stays with the Cardinals. So I'm not saying there wasn't urgency, because there was. And to the question earlier, we did make every effort. We started the process early. We got our offer out early, and had good dialogue throughout, and it wasn't that we ran out of time. It's just that we were unable to reach an agreement.
One other thought on that is once he's in the free agent market, he can then weigh the market versus where we are, and I think that's probably one thing that he wants to see. And so it'll give him an idea of what other teams are valuing him at.
You know, are you willing, once it becomes an open market for him, is the Cardinals point, are you all at the point where you will be willing to, whatever the market is, you'll match the offer, or not?
Oh, I don't know if we could jump to some conclusions at this point. You know, clearly where we looked at the process to date was to try to get a deal done for the now. Obviously, a year from now, things are different. So we'll evaluate it at that time.
Joe Strauss.
Bill Moe, I mean, the release described y'all's offer as long-term and significant. Is there any way you could kind of characterize from y'all's perception the degree to which y'all were separated from? Without getting into the numbers, I know you don't want to do that, but how would you characterize the difference between the two sides during this process?
I think that gets into the offers and the counters and so forth, and we don't want to get into any of that, how far apart we were, what we offered, how many years. And
no, but I'm just saying in terms of a descriptive, was it a significant difference between where y'all were and where they were?
I got the question, but I don't think we want to quantify how close or how far apart we were.
Jeff Passon, Yahoo Sports. How many offers were made from the Cardinals and presented to the Pujols camp, and when was the last offer made?
We made one offer, and that would have been right at the first of the year, shortly after the first of the year.
But there was exploratory discussions about modifying that. So it's not like it was an offer and they countered and, well, we're too far apart. There was discussion of, well, here's an offer, can we move it in a different direction? So again, I think talking about the specifics of those discussions isn't useful, other than to say that they were lengthy and they were in depth and covered the topics that were relevant to the offer.
Matthew Leach, MLB.com.
Maybe a little of a follow-up. Can either of you characterize the tone at all? I mean, do you come out of this feeling like ultimately it was productive going forward, feeling like there were things that maybe weren't productive? I mean,
I would say the tone through this whole process was positive. Obviously, each party, each side had different goals, and that's what we were trying to work on to try to align. Unfortunately, as we sit here today, we were unable to do that. But I don't think bridges were burnt in this process. And I think as you look to next year, I don't think we've put ourselves in a bad position. And when that time comes, we'll revisit it then.
John Hammond, Sports Illustrated. This was their deadline, not your deadline. Well, you said that you think at this point you probably wants to be in the market first, but there's really nothing that prevents you from making another stab or trying something different between now and free agency. Can you envision possibly trying to contact them and making a different offer, whether it be more or just different?
Well, your question's correct, or your statement. At this point, we do feel like we're going to honor their request through this process in terms of not opening up negotiations either during spring training or through the season. But should that change at any time from their end, our point is that we would be willing to listen.
Baseball Network?
Yeah, Matt Yell of MLB Network. As far-fetched as this may seem now, knowing what you know about what they want and knowing where you stand, if a team came to you this summer with a proper package, is the word trade even on your radar?
It is not. It's something from ownership group to management we discussed. And, we really feel like he's part of our organization. We're excited to have him part of our organization in 2011 and feel having him a part of our organization for 2011 will help us ultimately achieve our goals. So it's not something we've even considered or would.
When this process gets started a year or so ago, is this something that you would you have envisioned being in this situation at this point, or did you have a sense that it was more likely than not that y'all would get this done before this time?
Always difficult to handicap. You never know how the ebb and flow of a negotiation may go. But, last year we had a pretty good understanding of how they were valuing the situation. So we knew this was certainly a possibility.
Jason Stark from ESPN.com.
There have obviously been a lot of businesses teams allowing players like this to play out their free agent year and then finding a way to re-sign those players. Just last year, the Yankees allowed Derek Jeter to play out and were able to re-sign. Do you see any parallels between this situation and the Derek Jeter negotiations?
I think the one difference is in terms of where they are in their careers and when they're hitting the free agent market. I also think when you look at the relationship that Albert has with the Cardinals and the city, it does parallel a lot of where Jeter was with the Yankees. But at this point, our stance from ownership and front office is just going to, for this to remain positive. We're not looking to position this in any way or start trying to negotiate points or sides via the media. So I think there's a stark difference.
Derek Gould.
Well, Bill, you guys obviously had some urgency to address this before he hit the open market. Could you guys describe your view of the risk that the organization takes that he then goes out and has the standard year here and only increases his value?
I it's hard to speculate what the open market really is because there are 30 teams in Major League Baseball, and it only takes one to do something that maybe is beyond what all the other clubs might be willing to do. or maybe they're two bidding. It's just hard to speculate at this point on the view of the other clubs. And, you know, until it occurs, you don't really know.
Mo, did you view that as a big motivator here, though, knowing that you had this window to sign before he goes out?
I mean, obviously you have an advantage because you're not really competing against 29 other clubs at this time. But with the unknown and uncertainty of what the market may actually deliver for him, I think was a big question mark on their side, and one that in terms of if we weren't going to get to a true market contract or offer at this point, they might as well just play it out.
Got a camera in the back here.
Herb with ESPN 760 here in West Palm. If you guys are so far apart now, why is there reason to expect you guys won't be as far apart a year from now?
Well, a lot of negotiations change. There's, and first off, nobody said we were that far apart. You did, but the fact is there's always time, and when two parties want to work at something, there's always a way to get a solution.
Jeff,
Albert has said numerous times throughout the years he wants to remain a Cardinal for the rest of his career. Did you get that sense during these negotiations?
I certainly think that's a theme. You know, clearly the 10 years he's had in St. Louis has been historic, and one that I think, you know, if that could continue, he'd like to try to find a way. So that's not something we're giving up hope on.
Scott
Miller, CBSSports.com. Was this deadline in the talks and the negotiations, was there the urgency, do you believe, now? Versus if, you know, it was a deadline 2 days or whenever before free agency.
Well, I think it's a little different. You know, we all agreed that we didn't want to go into spring training or into the season with this being a distraction. Albert made it very clear to us early on that when he gets to camp, he does not want to distract from his coaches, his manager, his teammates. And so that's the timing of this. You know, obviously yesterday was original deadline, but because of Stan Musial, we agreed to push it back a day. But I do think in the best interest of the organization, it made sense to make sure that we ended this or got it completed before we really started, you know, focusing solely on baseball.
Ken, you got it.
Ken Rosenthal, FoxSports.com. Can you guys tell how much of the fact that he's not a free agent, how much does that influence?
That's a difficult question to answer in the sense that, you know, it does change a little bit of the dynamic of you're not getting bids going on, you don't have competing offers, and number two, it still doesn't address the unknown. But in terms of looking at this deadline, it kind of parallels a little bit like the draft deadline, if you will. You know, you work up to that, and if you're unable to do it, the difference between the draft and this is we still have tomorrow. And so I think we just remain open-minded about it and see where this goes.
Ryan Burwell?
At the end of this process, a lot of people are going to be judged. If you guys don't re-sign Albert Pujols and the best player in baseball goes somewhere else without compensation, how would you all ultimately be judged?
I think we'll be judged on how our organization performs without Albert if he goes to another club. And as Mo said in his earlier remarks, we're committed to winning and we're committed to spending the resources to win. And, you know, that's what the Cardinals are all about. We'd like Albert to continue, and we'll make every effort to have him continue because, you know, he is an iconic player, and he helps us win, and has helped us win. But, you know, it's a process that we have no control over. I mean, if he chooses to go elsewhere, you know, he chooses to go elsewhere. And that's the business we're in, and you know, players are mobile in this generation. So, you know, if he, in the end, doesn't stay a Cardinal, which we'll make every effort to make sure he does, you know, we'll be out there trying to win divisions and championships just like we have for the last 15 years.
Sir, gentlemen here.
Harvey Erickson from the New York Times. Bill, as an owner, do you feel that the contract signed by Yankee signed Alex Rodriguez to a few years ago has been damaging somewhat for the rest of baseball, given when it was signed and the stage of career that it was signed for Alex.
You know, I'm not going to second guess what an organization does with one of their players on their individual contracts. The Yankees had a reason for that contract, and they negotiated it, and you know, they executed it. So, you know, you respect the decisions or the decision making that went into that process, and you know, far be it from me to say they should have done it or shouldn't have done it. So, or that it was damaging to baseball or not damaging to baseball. It is what it is. It's out there, and you know, it's a highest contract ever signed, and extends for a long period of time. So, you know, that's what they chose to do, and he negotiated it, and the contract's out there.
Bill?
John here with the Associated Press.
Sure. Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press. Well, with respect that you don't want to discuss years and dollars and that sort of thing, can you say if the offer presented to Albert contained anything that would be considered extra, such as a chance for an ownership stake or something with his playing days this week?
We explored a number of different things in the negotiation without getting specific in what those were, rather than just a straight AAV for how many years. So there was discussion about other things that could be part of the contract, but not going to comment whether that particular item was discussed or not, or any other different parts of the contract were discussed. But you can be sure that we explored a number of different avenues to keep Albert a Cardinal.
Okay, Joe.
Well, I assume when you go into a situation like this, you have a pretty good idea of how you all see the market now and for this player. So what extent do you see your vision of that market being flexible 6 or 8 months for the same player? Do you think it's a changeable perception, or do you think what your perception of the market is probably just going to remain fairly fixed?
I think it's hard to say, you know, what the market is today or what it will be a year from now. I really do, you know, because so few teams set the market for the top contracts that you don't, you know, it's which teams are in it, which teams have a need, and what are they committed to otherwise, and how does it fit their situation? It's not like you can, you know, decide and analyze every team and what they might be willing to do. It's very difficult, particularly at the highest level. So I don't think, you know, to speculate on the market is not really what we're doing. What our approach was to try to be in a situation where we were made a very strong effort, a lot of money, a number of years, that could enable us to have a competitive team throughout that period of time.